Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The time is to build off of this win, Sid.
I think we created some pretty solid opportunities, and we've got to build off it. We all know how important the points are to get a big win like this on the road. Try to take the momentum back home now.
Boys, why don't we have that discussion first and do it kind of backwards? Not necessarily talk about last night first, but talk about what it could bring. 5-6 now at home, Wednesday against Edmonton, Saturday the Penguins play against Calgary, Sunday rip it rate, turn it around against the Rangers, then you go on the road for the Devils, then home again, San Jose and Philly. This can be, as we've looked for traction all year, right? And we said last night, maybe a relaunch into the season. Murray plays well, we'll get into that hot and heavy this morning. But Chris and Jim, I know we're looking for moments of traction, moments of let's light that wick if you're the Pittsburgh Penguins. Why not last night?
And you're looking for them to embrace what their coach wants them to do, right? You're looking for them to play the way Mike Sullivan wants them to play. And I thought outside of the second period, which understanding is an entire third of the game, when they gave up 28 shots, which is insane, outside of the second period, which was like a 20-minute long penalty kill, they played the way Sullivan wants them to play. To be honest, it was boring and bland at times last night outside of this phenomenal performance by Matt Murray throughout the game. But in the first and third periods, they played the way they need to play.
Well, speaking of penalty kill, they didn't give up a goal on their power play.
Hey.
So there you go.
Woo.
They killed off their own power play, which
nice
we
work.
Really liked. Baby steps, baby steps.
Exactly.
And they took kind of weird couple penalties. It looked like the playoff game where they were throwing the puck over the glass,
right.
Jim, which was just bizarre. But let's do talk about Matt Murray right now. Matt Murray, probably his best regular season game of his career. Is it a good thing or a bad thing he needed to make 50 saves? I guess, Jim, for me, it's not an either-or proposition. It can be both, as I find myself saying quite a bit on this show. And it can be both. Probably a bad thing that he needed to make those saves, but a really good thing that he made them all because Murray needed to have a good performance, and he had a great one.
He allowed what would have been a really bad goal,
mm-hmm.
but fortunately the referee blew the whistle. and he thought it looked like he had flashed his glove, and it looked like he had caught the puck. So apparently that's what I saw watching TV. Apparently the official who was right there saw the same thing, blows the whistle, boom, except for the fact that the puck landed in the crease and Nolan Patrick knocked it in. And I don't know, you know, that's one of those things, and like Murray said, he goes, well, I said, thank you, okay. If that goes in, does that change everything?
Yeah,
does it become another bad glove goal that Matt Murray allowed?
Well, what it becomes is a turning point in the hockey game because Matt Murray could have gone in the tank.
Well, and also, I mean,
it still went behind him.
Because the Flyers could have gotten a payoff for having that flurry throughout the 20 minutes of the second period, right? If that goal goes in, all that hard work that they put in, pelting the Penguins with shots, and granted, a lot of them came from outside of the high danger areas. But still, putting that many pucks on net, they finally get a payoff, right? But the whistle's blown, so they don't get that payoff. So they still haven't put one behind Murray until very late in the game on that major penalty on the Malkin stick-swinging incident, which I know we'll get to later. So it does. It completely changes the complexion of the game, I think. It changes the momentum if they get that one there.
You know, it's funny. You talk about, you know, shots from outside
mm-hmm.
that aren't from high-danger areas.
Right.
I don't know. They seem pretty dangerous to me when there's guys like Simmons in front of the net and Van Riemsdyk and those guys. You know, you got big guy, you know, all those guys.
Well, let's look at it the other way. Don't they seem dangerous when the Penguins take them and Hornquist is there causing trouble?
Oh, absolutely.
It's the same way in the National Hockey League, and Murray talked about that last week, right?
Right, which is why the Penguins should take more of those kinds of shots.
Yes.
Which they don't. But, no, Murray, if you want to say that he stole the game, then that's fine. And that's stuff that he needs, because haven't we talked about that?
Yeah.
When was the last, you know, in other words, it's like, when was the last time that Matt Murray stole a game?
Last night.
Here it is.
There it is.
Here it is.
Exactly.
Well, it needed to happen. You know why, too? Because there were people questioning, us included, everybody included, I think, this fan base in totality. How good Matt Murray was coming off of injury. He gets hurt. He's okay. He has a couple decent performances. Then he starts to frazzle. Then he gets hurt. And the cycle just kept repeating itself. We want to see, and by we, I think I'm speaking for the Penguins fan base here. We want to see Matt Murray ride a high for an extended period of time. You can have a loss in there. You can have a bad performance even in there at times, but you want to see him be the better goaltender on the ice most nights rather than not.
That was playoff Matt Murray last night. That was. I mean, that was to stop 50 shots. And again, whether they're taken from outside the high danger areas, there's traffic in front. He's making early on throughout the second period, and then again late in the game, he won the game for them. I mean, there's no other way to put it other than he stole it, and that's the kind of Matt Murray that, forget stealing a game, he can steal four for you in a round in the playoffs if he plays like that.
And he was facing a kid who was hot, Carter Hart, who's not even 21 yet.
He's the Matt Murray, it looks like.
No, that's exactly what he is, because every time I would hear somebody from, I heard guys, you know, from Philly on our station, Weeksy was on, you know, NHL Tonight with my boy Witt, you know, talking about the game, and everybody that talked about Carter Hart talked about how, you know, he's mature beyond his years. He's always in position. He's technically sound. The puck hits him. You know, it was all the stuff that I remember. I'm thinking to myself, my goodness, it sounds like what everybody was saying about Matt Murray 2 years ago.
Yeah, he was in position when Sid scored that one on the doorstep. He didn't.
There were two of them, and Gensel later on.
Right, but the first one from Sid, it was like, I was wondering if I saw something that didn't happen.
Yeah, I thought I missed exactly
because everybody
what
was
happened
looking. Yeah, like, everybody was looking the other way except for Sid.
Did Sid pull some hand-eye trick and he was just joking? Like, I had to look
like he
twice.
Had a puck hidden in his pants
right.
or something.
Why
yeah.
did Sid have an extra puck? Did it fall out of his pants? It was very – but I think that got it going, and that was kind of one of those goals where, okay – and for a couple minutes of ice time there, you sat and you were like, are the Penguins, just as you sit now for a couple days, are they going to seize this momentum? And that was the story of last night, and it's the story of now until the Edmonton game.
And yeah, well, it's really the story, I think, as you pointed out, over the course of the next 2 weeks, really, or week and a half, right? Because you've got Edmonton coming in, because you've got a really good Calgary team coming in, and we know how they play in afternoon games at home. So they got two of those this weekend against Calgary and the Rangers. And leading up to the game at Lincoln Financial Field next Saturday, I mean, these are all big games. Every game, I guess, at this point in the season when you're trying to stay in the playoff race is.
We talk Gino in a little while, his stick-swinging incident. We talk Murray coming up next, and also this momentum. We keep that talk going because we've harbored some momentum here. Penguin heavy today because of Matt Murray. He said this.
You know, it wasn't pretty, but they're not always pretty. They're not always going to be easy. Tonight was definitely not an easy game, but we battled and got done, especially, I thought, in the last 5 minutes there when we were on the kill. You know, that's not easy, especially when we go down 6-on-4 when they pull their goalie. So, got to give the guys in front a lot of credit.
Yeah, especially because that bonehead was swinging his stick at people. Ugh. We'll talk about that in the next hour, pretty hot and heavy, because it was ridiculous. But let's talk about Matt Murray. All right, now you have a couple that, first of all, he's got to play Wednesday. Like, there's no question.
Yeah, now he
plays. He plays. I don't know how you want to go ahead and configure the weekend.
I give him Friday against the better team, I think, against Calgary.
Saturday.
Yeah, the first of the two. I'm sorry. And I let DeSmith have the second half of the back-to-back.
There's always the danger in that, though, if he shuts out Calgary.
You want him to stay hot, right?
That's always the weird part of it, but I understand where you're going with it. I mean, for sure. But he plays against Edmonton on Wednesday. Now, I think the big question is, and we'll get a bunch of no's, because I don't know if I would answer it yes either. Do you have full confidence back in Matt Murray after a game like that? You throw 50 shots at the guy. He lets one in.
Mm-hmm.
He lets another one in that gets the whistle gets blown dead, but it doesn't count. But he comes up with some miraculous saves, some spectacular saves. The glove hand, you know, it's funny that nobody comments when he robs somebody with the glove hand.
Right.
As he did. As he made a couple glove hand saves, I thought, last night that were above average and really good glove saves last night. Do you have full confidence that this is your guy, or are you going to need to see more?
You know what it reinforces is that he is the biggest variable for this team come postseason time. Because that, like I said, that's the kind of Matt Murray that can steal a playoff series for you. And if you go back now and you look at what he's done since coming back from the injuries in mid-December, and we talked about the 9 in a row that he rattled off right after he came back. Well, you look at it, again, in totality, since he's come back in the middle of December, he is now, let's see, 12-4, I think it is. That's pretty damn good. I mean, 12-4 over his last 16 games. It looks like he's finding it. Yes, are there inconsistent patches? Sure. Are there moments where you go, glove hand? Sure. But You take it in whole over the past 2 months, Matt Murray's starting to look a whole lot like the Matt Murray that helped him win a pair of cups.
Can I just say that Teddy Bluger should have played?
Absolutely, you can.
I don't know what is happening, why they feel the need to play Garrett Wilson, why they need to feel the need to play Simone, why the lines were configured the way that they were. Simone on the right side with McCann, Wilson on the left side with Cullen. One of those two guys need to be out. Well, but you can't give Bluger this Daniel Sprong treatment. Come on. I mean, I understand what Daniel Sprong was. I understand why he got that treatment. Teddy Bluger isn't Daniel Sprong 2.0. Let him get out there.
And you can't be afraid to sit down Tanner Pearson just because he's a guy you went out and traded for earlier this year. You can't be afraid to sit down Dominic Simone, if that's what it comes to, because he's a guy who's looked pretty good at times when he's played with top-level talent. I mean, if those guys are going to be fourth liners, they've got to produce on the fourth line. And if they're not producing, get them out.
Yeah.
Get Bluger in. And you know, the same goes for Patrick Hornquist. I love Patrick Hornquist. Patrick Hornquist needs to play. And half of his time, or I guess a third of his time, as it may have been last night, can't come on the power play.
A great win last night, but I just got to see Teddy Bluger. I got to see Bluger over Simone, or I got to see Bluger over Wilson. Or, again, Matt Cullen defaulted to always have that spot. It's okay for him to be healthy scratch every once in a while.
Yeah.
It just is, especially
save
to save those wheels.
Legs. Yeah.
Save the wheels for playoff time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.